Welcome to Generation Slay,
where we know that Gen Zers are shifting important narratives, changing the world, creating incredible content, and making a name for themselves in a big way.
Each episode, we interview the Gen Z entrepreneurs, creatives, and innovators who are slaying it in their fields.
I'm Gianluca Russo, a 21-year-old freelance writer based out of New York. My work primarily focuses on fashion, entertainment, and plus-size representation. It has been published in GQ, Glamour, Teen Vogue, Nylon, Vice, The Huffington Post, and more. When I'm not writing, I'm usually ranting about my dog or Ariana Grande. You can find me on social media at G_Russo1.
And I'm Emma Havakorst, a 21-year-old Fordham University marketing major, writer, and consultant to both businesses and rising Gen Zers. I'm a chai latte and donut addict, and I spend most of my waking hours on Instagram, where you can find me at Emma Havi.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning back in to Generation Slay. On this week's episode, we're so excited to have Lauren Tepfer on to talk about photography, working with huge brands like Nike and Converse, and much more.
Lauren Tepfer is a 19-year-old photographer from suburban New Jersey. After beginning to post her work online at age 14, she started gaining a steady audience who were enamored by her ability to transfer mundane settings into something beautiful. She began contributing to Tavi Gevinson's Rookie Mag in 2015, a place that she says she wouldn't be the same without. In 2016, Lauren signed with production company Adolescent and has since been commissioned by Nike, Converse, Visco, Vans, and Google to work on professional campaigns. Lauren has had her photo work in both LA and New York City, her film screened in NYC, and has been written about in Paper Mag, Teen Vogue, Nylon, and Adweek. She's currently attending Parsons School of Design, studying photography, and hopes that one day she's able to combine her passion for film and photography working as a cinematographer.
Hi, Lauren. We're so happy to have you on the show today.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have this conversation. So to start off, let's start with your backstory. How did you first develop your style of photography and gain your initial audience for it?
So I always answer this question and say that I feel like I've been shooting my whole life, which kind of sounds like a cop-out, but I also feel like it's true in my sense, in my case, because I've always been a really creative person and always been drawn to the arts as opposed to like sports or academic things. But yeah, I feel like I've always been really drawn to photography. I've been shooting forever. But I got really serious about it when I was 14, I guess. I'm sure you guys are the same. We all grew up on the internet, and so we've had access to this, you know, kind of like abundance of information, and it's not hard to find creative things online, or it's not hard to find anything that that you're looking for online. So I grew up with the internet and I was able to, you know, feed myself all of these kinds of creative things and look at a lot of photography and film and music. So when I was 14, I became kind of serious about it. I found Rookie and, like, really immersed myself in that. I became super obsessed with it. And then I started shooting, and then I submitted my work to Rookie I think my sophomore year of high school, and I didn't hear back until I think the beginning of my junior year of high school. So it was like a couple months span, and Tavi emailed me back and she was like, "We love your work. We want you to contribute. We want you to be involved." And I kind of lost my mind. I was so excited. But yeah, so I mean, they accepted my work and published my work, and that was kind of a turning point for me because I never really felt that I could be a serious photographer, or I always felt that photography had to be a certain thing. And when Rookie was like, "Yeah, we love your work the way it is. We want to publish it." That was kind of a turning point for me. And so I think I gained a lot of my audience, I think, from Rookie. I'm not really sure where it came from, but I attribute it to Rookie because after that I became kind of a steady contributor there. And Rookie did have a really huge audience. So I don't know. Yeah.
Definitely. So then how did you take that and then develop it into, you know, shooting brand campaigns for these huge brands and being profiled in different like publications and really gaining notoriety and attention?
Yeah. So, I was doing things for Rookie and simultaneously posting things on Instagram, as we all do, post everything on Instagram. And I kind of was just like documenting my life and literally putting everything that I shot and everything that I thought was good online. And I, before I was contacted by Adolescent, I was contacted by a woman who was curating an art show. I think it was 2015. And she reached out to me via Instagram DM and was like, "Hey, I'm curating this art show of like all young artists in Manhattan. I really love your work. I'd love for you to submit." And that was kind of a crazy experience for me because it was right when I first started contributing to Rookie. And then I also got this crazy DM. And so she was like, "Please submit." And I did. And then I had my work shown in Manhattan. And then that kind of gave me a little bit of a boost. And then after that, I continued to post my work online. And then the founder of Adolescent reached out to me and was like, "We love your work. We want to get on a Skype call with you and talk about the possibility of us representing you." And that was kind of crazy for me because I was 16 and had no idea what any of that meant. And so we did it and I ended up signing with them, and they've kind of represented me the past couple of years and have helped me kind of dip my toe in the water as when it comes to brand and commercial work.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned before that before Rookie, like, you didn't really consider photography as having that much potential for you as a career. Mm-hmm. So sort of what has it been like to decide to follow a more creative career path as a young person? And have the people around you been very supportive of that? Or have you experienced any sort of pushback to follow a more quote-unquote realistic or traditional path?
Yeah, so before I started doing cool things and things that like made sense and people could resonate with that, oh, that's kind of a big deal. My mom and my family, they were not really supportive at all. My mom always said that it could be like a hobby and I had to have a backup plan. I really love writing. So she was like, "I really want you to go to school for writing. I want you to be a writer. That's more realistic." And then I started, I mean, I didn't, it kind of stung a little bit to hear all of that, but I think when I was in high school, I was very, I don't know what the word is. I was very kind of like, I didn't listen to really anybody's advice because I was so on my own path. I don't really feel like I'm that way anymore, which is a little crazy, but I was very headstrong in high school. And so I was just like, "No, I'm doing this. This is what I'm going to do. And if you don't like it, then don't pay attention to me." And so I did it. And then people did pay attention to me and I started doing cool things, which it kind of stinks that you have to, you know, that I had to kind of do this job for Nike for people to be like, "Oh my God, wow, she's serious." But I don't know. I think that's just the way our world works and the way people create, people treat creative careers. Oh, I mean, I still get a little bit of a pushback, but yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, definitely. And now you talked about Rookie Mag a little. We want to focus a little more on that because really it was the first kind of publication of its kind to focus on the experience of young people and giving them this platform to publish their work and grow. So how did, talk a little more about how Rookie kind of impacted you and how do you think it changed the media landscape and opportunities available to Gen Z?
Yeah, Rookie was literally something that just, I think, changed our generation completely, changed the way the media runs. I think I mean, I'm biased, but I think that a lot of the things that exist online right now have been impacted by Rookie. And I think Rookie really set the playing field for everything that exists right now. And it stinks that it doesn't exist anymore, but it had its time and it impacted so many of people I know. And it just, like, I can't say enough about Rookie. It was like just an unbelievable experience being an audience member and then also being able to be a contributor. I learned so much from Rookie. I started contributing to them when I was either 15 or 16. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how to write a pitch. I had no idea how to really professionally email. I had no idea how to work with an editor. But they were so kind. Everybody at Rookie was so willing to help you learn and help you develop your, you know, pitching skills, and everything that just is necessary for, you know, being an artist. But they were teaching it to young people, and out of the kindness of their hearts and out of their value of young people's work, because I mean, it's hard to deal with 16-year-olds, which is a crazy task to take on. But I mean, they really valued everybody's work, which was so incredible. And I really can't say enough about Rookie. Everybody I worked with there was like really changed my life forever, because I would have never taken myself seriously if it weren't for them. Tavi is like above, like she holds such a special place in my heart. She's so like the kindest, most insightful person I've ever met. And the fact that she cares is just crazy and blows my mind all the time. She's just the best. And I love Rookie so much.
Oh my gosh. I mean, just to have a platform that truly cares about the content of young people and supporting them.
Yeah. And we all got paid, which was crazy because,
yeah,
I mean, like nobody really gets paid anymore. That's another thing I should have brought up, is we all got paid. We all got checks in the mail. I know my friends I've made through Rookie who are like lifelong friends now. We all thought it was crazy that like we're 16 and we're getting like paychecks in the mail. But yeah, they just treated us so incredibly amazing, and it was like unlike anything.
I mean, the fact that that's unheard of now, and it was present in a publication that was by young people for young people and truly supportive and caring as like a business,
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, nothing like that has ever existed. So it's incredible. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for people to find paid work now because I feel like we've turned into this, you know, like scary landscape of like media's kind of falling apart, which is a little scary, but not super scary. But you know, like online publications, they're kind of struggling and they want to take advantage of people, especially young people. So I don't know. I feel like all the people who work for Rookie have such a great like head on their shoulders when it comes to like how to be treated. But yeah, I mean, they were like, just, I don't even know how to explain it. They were crazy. They were so good.
No, absolutely. So moving on to other companies that you've worked with, what was the experience of working with and shooting for such major brands like Converse and Nike and Vans and Google? And what's, for people who may not be aware of that like me, what's the process of developing and shooting those campaigns?
Yeah, so the way, I mean, it's still something I'm trying to figure out. It's like very, it's just crazy because I don't really still understand it. But the way that it works is, I mean, it works actually a little bit differently every time. So when I did it, my job for Nike, which was kind of the first commercial job I did, they actually reached out to me via Instagram DM, which is like kind of crazy. But I think that's actually how it works sometimes now because everybody's on Instagram. But the way that those jobs work is the brands work with a creative agency. So they hire a creative agency that kind of does the producing for them. And so the creative agency will be the ones that reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of go through them. So you don't really have any direct contact with the brand. And that's just the way the jobs usually work. But they give you their brief and what they're looking for and how you'd fit. And then you pitch and you make a deck and you kind of give them your idea. And then you go back and forth with notes. And then you get either a green light or more notes. And then you can, once you've got the approval, you go and do it. And, yeah, I mean, it's just basically they just reach out and then ask you to pitch and ask you to present your idea. And if they like it, they take it. And you do your job for them, and then you give them what they asked for, and then that's kind of it. I mean, that kind of sounds super basic, but that's what the experience has been with Converse and Nike. It's different every time, because you know, there's different kind of jobs, but that's usually how it goes in my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that gives a lot of insight to people who may be trying to start out with photography, or maybe just a little back in their career than you are. So totally understand if you don't want to get into this, but
sure,
just want to ask, how do you usually approach like compensation with these major brands, and how does that work? Because we know you're signed to Adolescent, the production company. So how does that all sort of work, and how do you determine like your value and your rates? Because that's something that obviously for people within Gen Z who are starting their own work and sort of building up their portfolios, deciding what your value is and what to charge people can be very, very difficult.
Yeah, for sure. And I love talking about this, so I'm glad that you asked, because it is such a like taboo thing, but it's so important.
It should be.
I feel like if we don't talk about it, then nobody is, you know, guided into what's right and what's wrong. And I, like, when I was younger, I did so many things that I shouldn't have done, but I'm really lucky to have people vouch for me and have a team that, you know, kind of lays these things out for me, so I don't really have to be involved, because I am very, like, kind of a pushover when it comes to these kinds of things, because I'd be like, oh, I'll do it for whatever. I will just do it. I don't have to be paid. And I'm just very kind of like a people pleaser at that, aspect, which is not great. But I feel like as a young person, and also as like a woman, it's hard to be taken seriously. So when you get any kind of like interest from somebody who has authority, you're like, oh my God, I'll do whatever. But it's important. And I think, I mean, it's tough. It's hard to put numbers on everything. I still don't really understand any kind of numbers, because brands are different and jobs are different. But I'm super lucky to have people vouch for me and handle that side of the business, because I don't know. I mean, it's difficult, because your job is to be creative, and then when it has to come, it is a business as well. And so it's hard for you to be like, this is how much I want to be paid, this is how much I deserve. But I mean, it's a job like any other job is. And I think a lot of people forget that. Just because it's creative doesn't mean that it's not, you know, labor intensive or requires time and effort and maybe even money on your end. And so, I mean, I tell a lot of young people that I know that you need to have, I mean, not, I, because I know it's hard to, you know, set a price or set some sort of like value on your work, but I tell them, like, at least, you know, if you don't give them a price, you need to at least like stand some sort of ground. And, you know, I don't know, it's tough, because I just know how much free work I did when I was beginning. And then when Rookie started paying me, I was like, oh, I could actually make money off of this, which is not, you know, like the end goal of all, but it's also like, we all are humans and we live, and you need money to live, which kind of stinks. But yeah, I mean, I just tell the young people that I know that you need to kind of stand your ground and find out what other people are being paid, and don't let yourself, you know, be pushed over. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out, but free work is not always the best option.
Right, definitely. And now we want to talk a little about Adolescent, which is the production company that you're signed with that we mentioned before. So kind of tell us a little about that, and what's the difference between working with a company like Adolescent and a traditional production company in terms of how your work and time is regarded and utilized?
Yeah, so working with Adolescent has been something I've never experienced before, but they were kind of there from the beginning, which, so I don't really know anything else different than my experience working with them. But I mean, I've known them since I was 16, and I'm 19 now, about to be 20 in a couple weeks. And, yeah, I mean, they are just on my team, they're in my corner, and it's so different because from what I've ever experienced, because I feel like, as young people, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of assumed that you just have to do your time, and then with experience, you become, you know, more professional, and then you're eventually an adult and you can, you know, vouch for yourself. But there are people who really care about young people's work and time and effort, and they really value that, which I feel like we forget. But I tell everybody, I mean, I'm kind of straying away from the question, but I tell everybody, I'm going to try and figure out the best way to say this. I tell everybody that, you know, everything that we see in the magazines and in the media right now is somehow influenced by somebody under the age of 20. And so many brands and companies are hiring young people to just even give their opinions and not just, you know, their work, but just their opinions, and everything is influenced by young people. And I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but I don't know. It's hard because I feel like we think that you need to be an adult when then you can have an opinion. You need to go through 4 years of college and then you have some sort of ground to stand on. But just the value of being a young person is so unlike anything else in this world, because, you know, people, like, old people care about what we have to say, whether they pretend that they don't, and they can pretend that our opinions aren't valued. They are, because we know what works, and that's why being a young person is just the best. I'm sorry, I totally strayed away from that question.
Trust me, that is what we're here for. That is everything we feel about young people, so hearing more people say that and be in the same boat is always so good.
Yeah, 100%.
So, just before we wrap up, we like to ask you, what one piece of advice or insight would you give to fellow Gen Zers looking to follow a creative path or career in their life?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything that I've said about, you know, regarding your value is valuable. But I also just think when you're starting out as a creative person and you're young, you just have to kind of figure out what makes you drawn to what you're doing and what makes you so attached to it, whether it's an emotional connection or anything else. And you kind of just have to run with that and really lean into it, because, I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere, like, I wouldn't have gotten this far if I didn't care about what I was doing. If that makes sense. I mean, like I said, I was so headstrong when I was in high school, and I feel like I'm not as much anymore, which is a little disappointing, but I was so headstrong to the point where it was like, okay, Lauren, relax, like, everything will be fine. But I think you have to have that to survive, and to survive as a young creative person. You have to be, you know, you have to figure out what you're passionate about and why you're passionate about it, and really lean into it. And not take no for an answer, which is not something you're really supposed to, you know, do. But I don't know. I think finding what you're passionate about, figuring out what makes you drawn to the thing that you really love, and not taking no for an answer. Not that you have to be a crazy person, but just, you know, staying true in yourself, practice everything that you do, because things don't really happen overnight, which also stinks. But I don't know, I think just knowing who you are and the value in who you are will bring you pretty far.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for sharing that advice. That's such great advice. I mean, something that me and Emma try to push as much is definitely having a good value to yourself and to your work, and knowing what that value is, and not straying from that, which can be hard as a young person who knows trying to make career moves at a young age. So that's why it's so important to stress that. So thank you so much for sharing that and for being on today and telling us about your work and all your experiences. Before we go, tell everyone listening where they can find you and reach you online.
Sure. I mean, thank you guys so much for having me. I love being able to talk about these kinds of things. But you can find me on Instagram, my Instagram name, which I hate saying because it stinks, but it's at S period I-L-V-E-R. So it's silver with a period after the S. And then just on my website, it's my first and last name, laurentepfer.com.
We love that. Thank you so much for being on again.
Thank you guys so much. I had such a great time.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Generation Slay. We have new episodes launching every Tuesday.
If you liked what you heard today or felt like you got some great insight from our guest, please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice so that more people will see the podcast and hear what our incredible guests have to say.
In the meantime, if you have an idea of someone we should have on the show or just want to talk to us, you can find the podcast at Generation Slay on Twitter and Instagram and at www.generationslay.com.
Keep slaying, and we'll see you next week.